Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Mo, is she being entitled or is he just being totally and completely cheap?
That is the question after I saw this couple get into an argument after a night out on Friday. And I'm curious as to what you guys will think about it. So a few of us all went out to just have a good time. Now, I got to get these details right to make sure that we give both of them a fair fight in this debate. So it's a guy's night out, technically, right? It's me and it's three other guys. The four of us, we all go out. We're having a good time. We're hanging out. So at some point, we're all sitting at the bar watching the game. One of the guys that's with me taps the other guy on his leg, and I see it happen, and I'm like, what is that about? Because he's like tapping him real hard. And so I kind of look around, scan the environment, and I notice that the lady that one of my friends is dating is at the place that we all are at. And it was a surprise. Neither of them knew the other would be there. They've been dating at this point for, I want to say, about 3 months now. So it's still fairly new, but It's pretty intense. They see each other a lot. They talk a lot.
Oh, so it's like one of those taps, like, somebody's here. Somebody's here.
Exactly. So he looks up, and it takes him a while, but then they lock eyes. So then the guys, we start making fun of him, like, oh, you can't even get a guy's night out anymore. This is what it's come to? So I can kind of tell that he wasn't as excited to see her as we all thought he would be. Like, I don't think that, at least we didn't look at it like she was stalking him or anything. It really did appear to have just been a coincidence. But they're at the same place. So she walks over. After a while, she says bye to whomever she was speaking to, and she walks over to join us. And she says hello to everyone. We all give her a hug and say hello. Now, I guess that's the first part that's debatable on how do you handle that? Because me, personally, if I happen to be at a place where my lady happens to be, and it's a coincidence, but she's with her friends, I'm going to see that as that's a ladies' night out. And I would probably go over, say hello, give her a kiss, keep it moving.
Yep.
Right? Probably pay for a meal. You know, that's it, though. I'm out. I'm not going to stay. She stayed. And I don't think he took that well. You understand what I'm saying? I think he wanted her to just say hello and keep it moving.
Oh, yeah.
But she sat down with us.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
So she infiltrated.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't care, but I think he felt a little bit of a way about it.
Like, read the room. This is guy's night. It was, she didn't do it intentionally, right? It was just kind of like, it was just a random coincidence.
Right. And I think in her defense, I think she came alone just to have a drink and to kick it. And it just so happens that she saw us and she probably just saw it like, oh, I can hang out with the guys now.
All right, let's hit a pause. So, all right, so Abby, this happens, and I'm putting myself, like, if we were having a girls' night, and then Bart just randomly shows up at the restaurant, whatever, I would expect him to sit down for a minute and hang out and then maybe bounce. I wouldn't expect him to keep it moving.
Wouldn't even sit down.
I wouldn't sit down either. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't?
Not at all.
Yeah, hug, kiss on the cheek.
Yep.
All right, you guys have a great night, and then buy everybody a drink.
That's it. That's exactly what I would do.
It does kind of ruin the vibe. And I remember a couple years ago, I was visiting a friend in a different city, and me and her were supposed to go have dinner somewhere. And we're sitting at the bar of this restaurant, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this girl in like a year. We're catching up, blah, blah, blah.
And then all of a sudden, her fiance comes from behind and just sits down next to us, like, no fanfare, no, like, hey, I was just stopping by. Like, he's all of a sudden just having dinner with us. And I was like, wait, this is not, I feel like this is breaking girl code. So I would feel some type of way about this.
I don't want to be overly skeptical here, but circling back to what Kristen said, we are absolutely sure that this was coincidence that she ended up in this place.
I'm not convinced that it's an absolute coincidence, but it appears to be.
Have they shared each other's location?
So, funny you ask. They have not shared each other's location, but I did ask him, because this is it's fun. Like, this is his spot. We all went here for him. And I was like, did you tell her that this is your spot? And he said no, but he did mention it once before when we were all around each other. And I don't know if she took that information and stored it and then made it her spot too, or it was just one big coincidence. I don't know. But either way, that wasn't even the part that got him to the point of where he's seeing it as a red flag. What he saw as a red flag was, I guess at some point before we ended up leaving, because we left, like, she never gave us the guy night back. We ended up just leaving. But I guess it's
so she stayed the whole time.
She stayed the whole time. So if we stayed for another hour, I believe it was, she was there the entire time. And again, it didn't bother us because we were sitting at a bar and she was sitting next to him and he was on one end. So for us, it was like they had their moment. We had ours. Who cares?
Oh, he just kind of got like excommunicated from the guy's night.
Exactly. So I think it bothered him more than it bothered us.
Makes sense.
But when we got in the car, he was like, I got to ask y'all something. So we're like, okay. So he says, I'm getting chewed out right now. So we're like, wait, how could you possibly be the one getting chewed out? So apparently at some point she asked him, you know, you want to get a couple drinks, which he thought was an odd question because he was already drinking. But he's like, yeah, sure. So she ordered the drinks. She ordered a couple drinks, I guess, for just them. She didn't order it for the group, which is fine. But at the end, when we were all like, all right, it's time to go, I think it was my turn to pay the bill because we all take turns. So I took care of the bill, but I didn't know that he had separate drinks that were for her. So I guess as we were leaving, she looked at him and was like, wait, you're not going to take care of the drinks that we got? So he was like, you asked me if I wanted the drinks. And this is not even like our night out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so in his mind, he wasn't supposed to pay for her drinks. Yeah. And he actually felt the way that she thought he was. But she felt the way that he didn't. So he's in the car telling us we're going at it right now over the fact that he didn't pay for her drinks, which made me now pose the question, was he being cheap or was she being entitled?
I like to call this segment Back to Tinder.
The Burt Show.